What's good? Muriye Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, lingalithona njani izulu kandaba, Muriye Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection, Muriye Zimbabwe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, our first show together of the year 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Muriye Zimbabwe, happy new year. We're coming to you from my apartment in Maryland, Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Now, unfortunately, Muriye Zimbabwe, silusizi ngempela. I know you've heard this message a million times since last year in March, but unfortunately, the message still continues. Silusizi tino urombo, Muriye Zimbabwe. We apologize, unfortunately, due to COVID-19. We've had to work from our apartments. As I mentioned earlier on, I'm coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. in Maryland. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we've had to work from home. And what this means for you, our callers, is you cannot call in live as per usual. This program is a pre-recorded program. Just in Muriye Zimbabwe, like I mentioned every week, Pano Pachirongwa Chelichevichidiki, si sonke like so, tiritose, Pano Pachirongwa Chelichevichidiki. So if you're looking to give your feedback, you can still do that. You can either A, when this broadcast finishes and it's available on our three Facebook pages, share the program with your network, so we watch the program in our numbers. And B, if you're looking to make sure that your voice is heard, Muriye Zimbabwe, send us your voice notes on WhatsApp on +1 202 465-0318. The number again, +1 202 465-0318. Tonight on The Connection, we zone in on the lockdown restrictions put in place in countries such as South Africa and Zimbabwe. Now, over the weekend, the Minister of Health and, of course, the Vice President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Honorable Constantino Chiwenga, informs the nation that Zimbabwe will be returning to level 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 of the lockdown. And this statement was echoed by the acting president, Kembo Mohadi, who echoed the sentiments that were passed by Honorable Chiwenga over the weekend. So we look to focus on these lockdown restrictions and see, where are they left? Where are the youth of the nation left? How does this lockdown impact the lives of youths? But we don't look to end there. We also look for some positivity. We look back at the year of 2020 as we profile some young people who ended the year 2020 on a very, very high note. Now, Muriye Zimbabwe, before we delve deeper, as usual, first up, health. Coronavirus. Now, according to the latest statement released by the Ministry of Health, Muriye Zimbabwe, as of last night, 4 January 2021, 1,874 PCR tests were conducted yesterday. 564 new cases were detected, 142 recoveries, 4 deaths, 1 in Bulawayo, 1 to Tuzatunga, 1 in Mashonaland Central, 1 in Mashonaland East, and 1 in Matabeleland North. Zimbabwe currently has 15,829 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 11,716 recoveries, and 384 deaths. Now, to explain more about this lockdown, it seems to be the talk of the town in Zimbabwe right now, and how it is impacting the lives of Zimbabwean youth, we reach out to Nkosikhona Dibiti of Community Podium TV. Let's hear what Dibiti has to say about how the lockdown is impacting the youth of the nation. Dibiti, welcome.
It's difficult to digest, you know. We've always been on lockdown, but, well, we didn't expect it to go at that stage, because there was a time where people had conversations around, why are we opening borders so that people can come in? They're probably coming from South Africa, many, so we had the corona, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. But then we've noticed that there's no way out except closing out. So it's only one day, and today was the only day to work, and we are done. Mm-hmm. For 2021. I'm not sure until when, you know, so it's a crisis, it's a problem, but we need to do this.
Now, when I've spoken to experts, and not just medical experts, but people across the field, journalists and so forth, they were saying, this lockdown was a long time coming. Since the beginning of the festive season,
people have been talking about it, saying COVID numbers are bound to increase. There were now more events, more gatherings, more funerals, more weddings, more parties. The new year. So medical experts and other experts in different fields have been saying, you know, it was a matter of time before this lockdown comes.
Yeah.
And before it comes to this extent. However, some people still feel as though government's implementation of it was very harsh, very sudden. What's your take on that? Because some are saying, life comes first, and we've been talking about this for a long time.
I think with also it coming, December was a very, very relaxed month, actually, when it comes to lockdown regulations and the whole works. You find that there were many weddings, people were going to weddings, people were doing a lot of hanging out, you know, and life became for a moment normal in the process of celebrating festive season, but that has not done us any favor, because the same things that we were talking about in the first wave, masking up, social distancing, washing of hands, was no longer priority. You find you want to have the restrictions were already there, 100 people, but you find crowds of people in a party dancing. So we as citizens also added to that particular process of who spread the COVID-19. But government was a bit harsh, but probably we have to see how it plays out as we go in the next 30 days that we've been given, to see if life can then continue. Because if the numbers are keeping on spiking up like this, we might really need to close down. And it affects us in so many ways differently. But you find that the government measures have brought many different things. You find school children that are writing exams are going to school. And I'm thinking, how are they going to do that? Because it means the parents should be able to take the child to school. Some are in boarding schools, maybe 400 kilometers, 200 kilometers away from the city. So it has a lot of gaps, because kids can't continue to ride. How are they going to ride? We need to make sure that they've got good transport into the schools, to the schools, what measures are in place. So we needed a holistic approach, like the commercial businesses that are not in essential services have been told, you are closed. Today was the only day at work, you are closed. The supermarkets, your pharmacies are the ones open. So let's have a holistic approach. Why are children going to school? That's a concern for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at the restrictions implemented themselves. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Curfew, intercity travel restrictions, restrictions on public gatherings, like we've mentioned, funerals, weddings, church gatherings, and so forth. You talked about the school situation. You talked about the shutdown itself on the informal sector. What are your thoughts when we look at the restrictions?
The restrictions, I think we needed to have, for government to at least have a bit of consultation and see how to fit what way, mm-hmm. as it were. Because you notice, for example, the informal sector, it would have been prudent maybe to have those licensed ones, those who are licensed in who have a specific place where they work from, to then say, okay, those ones that are licensed, let's have them in their designated places, and we enforce a strict COVID-19 regulation follow protocols to be followed, just like a supermarket would do. And then we also get to know what happens at the border. The border was already closed, but this time, because they were open for members of the public, they became so flooded. Then what becomes of that? Because you're trying to balance the spread of the virus, but you're also working on the livelihoods.
Now, if we focus on the youth, of course, we partially touched on the informal sector, which is, I guess, the majority of it are young people, hustlers, as we like to call them. But when we look at the restrictions put in place, how do you think that this affects the youth of the nation?
I think this is a serious blow. COVID-19 has been a serious blow because, remember, we just started opening up around September into October, mostly say October. So with October, November into the festive season, then the next thing you are offline again. You can't work again. So it's a big blow because for us, we are not into big business. We are hustlers. If it's closed, we are closed. We can't do much. If it's open, then that's when we pick up the pieces. But we had a very limited time from the first lockdown. I think it was around October going into December. Just 3 months to work like throughout the year, of which the greater part of December was, you know, your festive season. So I think for young people, it's a serious blow. We registered with the Zimbabwe Youth Council. If you're an entrepreneur, you want cushioning fund, but those things never get to be materialized or realized or actioned, as it were. Maybe some got, I don't know, but that's the bigger problem now that we face, to say, okay, we are stuck in the hustle. There's nothing to get when the country is shut down like this.
Now, but whilst we're still talking on entrepreneurship, I remember we've spoken about this partially too, and I've spoken to other entrepreneurs. COVID-19 has been there throughout the whole year of 2020, basically the whole year of 2020, from March up until December. January 2021, COVID-19 is still there, and there's been a lot of adapting and a lot of changes that have been done. Now, through conversations with medical experts and entrepreneurs and economists, they've all kind of pushed young entrepreneurs, saying it's about time that young people adapt to what they are terming the new norm, because face-to-face interaction is going to be limited up until coronavirus is not a thing anymore, which is, it's still here for a while. So they're urging young people to adapt, be it social media presence, be it figuring out a way around these things, these barriers that have been put in place, making it difficult to do business like they normally do. How do you think that young entrepreneurs should adapt to this?
You know, the adaptation, I think I had a conversation with colleagues who are in the hustle preneurship.
The adaptation, I like that term.
it's a bit tough because you find that you exist in an economy that is so stressed up, so watertight type of kind of economy. The big players would expect you to meet them, agree on certain things, and you go and supply what you need to supply to them. You know, the business, the bigger business world has not adapted anything. It's still the same. You have to go sign, you have to go do this, you have to go get the, you know, it's easy to send an email to say, okay, this is what I want, you know, and we have a conversation and finish. But for you to process to get the financial, the payments, you need to go through the same processes around. You need to come and sign this and do this and do this. And you find now in the hustle, the problem in the hustle is everyone who's selling anything is on Facebook right now. You can go to Bulawayo online market, people are posting every second there. You go to the bidding hall where people are selling stuff on auction, it's packed. Everyone just locks on there and puts stuff there. So you find that while on that, our market is not adapting to that. After seeing the post, you talk to the person on WhatsApp, they've got your number from Facebook, and then the next thing they want you to deliver the stuff. I need to meet you, I don't know you, and I can't transfer money to your account, and things like that. So you still go back to the traditional way of doing things. So, well, we flooded the internet. Young entrepreneurs have mostly flooded the internet, you know, your WhatsApp group, your business groups, selling everything that one can. But you find that all those things, except if you are doing things that are already made, for example, if you are making cakes, you can do your cakes at home, you can then deliver them to the client. But if you are in the process of the supply side, you can't procure without making gymnastics around how do you get that product, mostly import. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one working around the clock to see how best we can do this and use the internet. But we hope if the market also allows for that, to say we can deal with this thing and finish it up and seal it without even meeting in person.
Now that the level 4 lockdown has been implemented, how are people adapting to this? Are people starting to wear their masks? Are people starting to understand the seriousness of COVID-19?
I went into the city center just to check what's going on. It was packed. It was packed. I think there was panic around 30 days, maybe someone wanted to buy this. So it was a lot. You know, with this lockdown, supermarkets will be open, but people are not so sure what can happen. You know, because at times, even if you had a reason to go to town, you'll be told, go back home. So, you know, with those instances, everyone was in town hoping to get what they could get. Talking about masking up, in my Snapchat, just looking around where I was going, there people were masking up. People are not so sure who has it and who doesn't. You know, there's that kind of skepticism. And you find that of late, people who have been dying are prominent people or social lives. Mm-hmm. So people can relate to, so-and-so has died. It's now easier to then talk about the issue and say, okay, people are dying, and people can name people and say, this one is said to have died of COVID-19 and that other. Masking up, no problem. The social distancing thing, from the first wave, it was always an issue. You talk about the money platforms where people receive money from the diaspora were crazy. It was a lot. Supermarkets were trying to reduce the numbers of people in the shop. So, resultantly, there were long queues outside the shop.
Dibitsi, I think you have a lot of money to get a lot of level 4 lockdown. Yini umbono wakho mayelana ngohlelo lolu sikhangela phela i-level 4?
U-level 4 usikhumbuza ngesikhathi i-corona iqaliswa ngobantu ukuthi khona sesiku-lockdown njalo. Besingakhangelelanga ukuthi singaba ku-lockdown, kodwa engunanzeleleke ukuthi ngo-December lapha sikhe saba busy kakhulu. Sibe sinezihlobo zethu, sinemitshado kulandilani, abantu behlangana bebonana kunjani njani. Kodwa konkana sokwenza ukuthi ama-cases e-COVID-19 kube ne-spike. And kunjalo, senandlele ukuthi khona into zonke abantu ababefundisa, besifundisa ngazo ukuthi mask up, landilani, wash your hands, landilani. So kukunganiswa kumele begayise kutsho ngoba ama-spikes akhona. Ayenzakale kathesi sila i-information leyana kungasaphumbuthwa kwazi ukuthi kulento ekuthiwa i-corona imask ivele besiqalisa ukuyigqoka from March up to today. So we kind of sadinwa lesi khathi sike sadinwa khona kwamask loku i-corona layo thiasuke kunja, but because of uhluphe sesidlalo kathesi ukuthi khona sizayenza njani impilo esinje i-lockdown siqalisele umnyaka uqalisa. So iningi lethu siyasebenza, sizakwenza njani okuyizinto kwakhona. So yiluhlu phesinalo.
Hayi, sulukandaba liyamuswa umnumzana unkosi khona DVD. Hayi, sithanda ukubonga uDVD ngokungena kuhlelo muri yeZimbabwe thina lokuthela va unkosi khona DVD nekuphinda mjongo watshela uchewethi iki. Aba DVD is a young entrepreneur uyeze ndiwo vakatanga umsakazo ndiwo vakatanga station inonzi Community Podium TV kubulawayoko tinogara tichiva unza vadhibiti pano pachirongwa chedu vachitiudzawo kazviri kuitika munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe, nekuti ivo pastation yavo Community Podium TV vanotarisa nyaya, vanonyatsoongorora zviri kuitika munyika patinotarisa nyaya dzekuchekeshera kwechirwere checovid-19. So muri yeZimbabwe, that was Nkosi Khona DVD, the founder of Community Podium TV. He's also what he termed a hustler, those that are part of the informal sector, abantu abayenza umsebenzi wezandla. UDVD was touching on several different things about how the COVID-19 pandemic and, of course, returning to level 4 of the lockdown. How has this affected Zimbabwean youth? We're also going to look to hear from other young entrepreneurs that are going to be joining us. But before we move further, Muriya Zimbabwe, as usual, we always ask you, our loyal listeners, to send us voice notes. So I reached out to you all. Njengoba, this is our first show of 2021. I reached out to you all to tell us, you know, if you want to greet your families and friends, you can do so. And also tell us what you're looking for when we're looking at the year 2021. So let's head over to some of our listeners to hear their thoughts on what's happening in the country in 2021. And of course, they get to greet their loved ones. Let's hear more.
Magadini, ko say new year, gore jama karipinda iremo rote new. Ya inda da kumorosa o amazangu zebuchire dzidzo. Wekwa mgai nchingo forosa ni mfaru mkuru. No morosa wana baba abeo. Mgai nchingo wana wekwa owe futi. No morosa wana baba abeo. Wana maya abeo. Wana munashe mgai nchingo. Wana baba izeke mgai nchingo. Wana morosa esene wekwa mateweke. Wekwa mwanjiri wana baba mo. Indi wekwa cheza mgai nchingo ni mwana wako.
Ndinoitwa Goodwill Chinogurei. Ndinoda kurokotedzawo hama dzangu dziri kwamutoko kwacharehwa kwachindenga dzose dzekwachinogurei nedziri kwamurehwa kuzumba maramba pfungwe kunonzi kwachipfunde muzumba vana chinogurei vana Joel na admire ni vamwe vose vari mamutoko imomo vana Raidon chinogurei na Simba chinogurei vana Denga chinogurei nana mai Josi na mai Blessing ndoda kuti nditende kuti Mwari vatichengeta raramai muna Mwari tirambe takashinga tichirwisana nechirwere chadai kutekeshera. Ndini wenyu Goodwill Chinogurei ndiri muno muJoburg, South Africa.
Muriya Zimbabwe, shout out to our loyal listeners that stay sending ama voice notes when we ask them to. Lawe Mlaleli, if you have not sent our voice note, you can still do so. +12024650318 WhatsApp ulakho ukusitshela umbono wakho ngalokho kwenzakalayo elizweni, ikakhulu nxa ungumuntu ongisakhulayo kana uri munhu wechidiki. Aiwathumira voice note +12024650318 is the number to send, and we will play your feedback. Muriya Zimbabwe, 24 minutes into the program. Makachira chongwa chidu chivechidiki uhlelo The Connection okwamanje tambo zeya nyaya yekutekeshera COVID-19 munyika. Parizvino, over the weekend takanzwa Vice President uyezve the Minister of Health Honorable Constantino Chiwenga announcing kuti aiwa effective Sunday nemangoma restrictions atanga nasi Zimbabwe yave pa level 4 yechirongwa chelockdown. Zvakureva kuti zviye zvakamboitika muna March zvokuti vanhu vagare mudzimba kana muchifamba-famba netsamba dzenyu nezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zvadzokororwa zvekare for the next 30 days.
Chipanda Pweka Mangma Wiza, I'm a quiet artist, aka Mr. Columnist Chuan Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, Abai Biza nge Corona, Inter Corona. Pambili nge social distancing, as Kezen Nizanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy, 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 Majid, easy.
Easy machita, easy Mr. Nkulumiskiwa nge vernacular. Shout out to Mawiza, Wiza, Wiza. You guys should check him out on social media at Mawiza Murie Zimbabwe. Such an amazing, amazing artist, Murie Zimbabwe. Mamunzo achinyatu tsananguranz. Corona is real. As mentioned by GBT earlier on, there's a lot of people that are now dying, and there are people that we're seeing, and Paratini people that we're seeing within society that are losing life due to COVID-19. Sakamuria Zimbabwe, whatever happens, make sure you take all the necessary precautions towards preventing or helping in the curbing of COVID-19. Like you're always told by our medical experts. Now let's reach out to another a young entrepreneur that's joining us, Pano Pachirongwa, Blessing Apiri. Blessing talks about his experience with the COVID-19 lockdown, how it's affected his business, and of course, he talks about alternative ways of doing business, especially under the COVID-19 lockdown. Let's hear more from Mr. Piri.
I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say 2020 was a very and extremely different and difficult year for a lot of entrepreneurs here in Africa and even I'm sure everywhere else. In terms of business, this I would say this is easily the most difficult year, even more difficult than the year that I launched my business. So you can imagine when you're starting to think that you're now getting on your feet and boom, 2020 happens. mm-hmm. So I would really say 2020 was a difficult year. It needed one to be extremely, extremely innovative in order to be able to maneuver the different obstacles that were, you know, laid here and there in 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not friendly at all. Mm-hmm. So 2020 was not for crybabies. If you really hadn't stood your ground, 2020, you're going down and under.
Mm-hmm. I like that you talked about the innovation, which I'm going to get to later. But I am curious just to hear from more about your business. Of course, like we just highlighted, the COVID-19 pandemic affected a lot of businesses across the world. Did the COVID-19 affect your business at all? And if it did, how did it?
Okay, so firstly, I'm into the fashion industry. We do bespoke kind of menswear. So you'd clearly see that we work with people. Mm-hmm. So in 2020, sales went down. Mm-hmm. You know, people were enclosed, people didn't move around. So to start with, number one, we did not have any kind of walk-in customers. Mm-hmm. So if someone didn't see you on social media, mm-hmm. no one stumbled across your shop, like walking in town and a person would just see and say, let me just get in here and see what they have. There was nothing of that sort in 2020. So definitely sales went down. You know, people were shut down, which means there were no weddings. Mm-hmm. For like 6 to 8 months of 2020, there was no wedding of any sort. Mm-hmm. So you see that part of our markets are people who are, you know, the groomsmen, the bridal teams, and all. Mm-hmm. There were no weddings, so, you know, there were no sales for us in that regard. You know, and since we do the bespoke kind of suits, we are also responsible for the production of them.
Okay.
And 2020 presented a very big hurdle for us in terms of importation of raw materials.
Right.
The borders were closed. We could not source raw materials from wherever we get them, either from Zambia, Tanzania, or Turkey. We couldn't do that. So we would rely on the local suppliers who would sometimes charge us, you know, exorbitant fees, right, and stuff. You know. So another thing I would say, since 2020 was hard for everyone, for every business, a lot of people lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. This means few people were left behind, were left with disposable income. Mm-hmm. So you'd find that in 2020, people mainly focused on putting food on the table. They didn't really worry about what exactly am I going to wear, if ever they needed to wear anything for a certain right. occasion.
Where am I even going?
You see, so we struggled as a business, you know, things like trying to balance between, you know, keeping the business afloat and surviving. Mm-hmm. So we had issues like rentals. You know, the owners of the shop would not say, no, don't pay rent because right. you're closed and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to manage between paying the rentals, you know, the salaries for our staff and at the same time staying afloat. So that was really an issue because for us, we wouldn't say to our staff, we're no longer giving you your salaries because you're not making any sales, because we understand that this is a phase which is going to pass and we will still need our staff. So, you know, we had to cushion them here and there. And I think another one big hurdle that that we faced as a business was that we had to hold the growth of the business. You know, we had dreams and aspirations of opening branches in different cities and all. We had to hold that and focus on you know, taking care of our staff. So the budget that we had for opening shops in different cities, we had to stop that and make sure that our staff were well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little more about the innovations. You've already dropped hints at some of them about, you know, online presence and so forth. I've spoken to a lot of experts, be it in passing or on the program, and those that focus on the economy were highlighting the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic, as much as there's now a vaccine, it's still here for a very long time. Until the vaccine is in full distribution across the whole world, people need to treat this as though this is the way of living, which means for a very long time, the way that people are currently living right now is going to be the norm. The lockdowns, all these things are becoming a norm. And so they've advised a lot of, especially young entrepreneurs, to be innovative in terms of adapting to what they're calling the new norm. Which brings about to your business. What adaptations have you brought about to live alongside the new norm? If they today, for example, said, Zimbabwe is having another lockdown because, for example, the strand in South Africa has come to Zimbabwe, how does Blessing Peter's business survive?
Well, thank you. I would say we have been fortunate enough to be young people at a juncture like this, because initially from the word go, we had formulated our business for the future. So you see that we had so many functions within our model which were not applicable in the old Zimbabwe, in the old way. And now that we are now in the pandemic, we now have the new normal, we are kind of now bringing those functions and those tools that we had in the bag to now, you know, be the new way of doing business. For example, you would see that Don Mintero from its core, it's more of an online business. Mm-hmm. You would see that we are more online than we are in the streets, than we are physically. So with the pandemic, we embraced a lot of social media marketing. You'd see that we're very much visible on Facebook, we're very much visible on Twitter, we're very much visible on Instagram. So we realized that with the pandemic being here, a lot of young people and a lot of people just in general spent most of their times indoors. And what were they doing indoors? They were on their social media. Everyone was always on their phone. So we tried by all means, and we are still trying by all means, to get to the people, to get into people's homes through their social media, through their mobile devices. And, you know, with people being indoors, we also had the privilege of getting into their homes through their televisions. So we were able to be on national TV, on ZBC, just to talk about our business and how we are surviving as a young business to in order to serve the market that we have. So again, another innovative way of doing business or of operating that we incorporated in our business. I remember in July we had a certain delegate from China, I think, who was supposed to meet the president, and they needed a suit. And I'm sure they were hoping that when we get to Zimbabwe, we'll find a shop and get a suit right from there. So since we were closed, we had to arrange and go and meet them at the hotel where they were staying. This is something that we had never done before. So we realized that, you know, since people are not allowed to come outside, but then business are allowed to operate, we could actually go to the people, they meet us online, we say, now we're coming to your hotel room, now we're coming to your homes. And then, you know, this was one of the innovations that we incorporated into the business.
What changes would you like to see happen on the ground that would be productive, for example, for a business such as yours?
Well, definitely we need support from the government. It's no secret that young businesses have suffered a very huge blow caused by the pandemic. So a little stimulus from the government would be, you know, of great help in terms of bringing us back on our feet, and, you know, just recognition from the government that the young businesses which are, you know, doing moves on the ground, and, you know, that encouragement from the government, that recognition from the government, you know, and it really goes a long way. And one thing that I've been, you know, advocating for, that I've been crying for a couple of years now, is that, you know, young entrepreneurs, young businesses, we need a seat at the table in terms of decision making. Some of these decisions that are being made work for well-established businesses, and, you know, they kind of are not friendly for young entrepreneurs. They're not friendly to young businesses. It's simply not conducive. They are not meant for us. They are meant for big corporates. So going into 2021, I would really love to see the government bringing young people, you know, to the table, consulting us on new policies that are being brought forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mnumzana Philip, as Tintin Lolutaba ngolimi luka mam, 2020, siyezwa abatsha abaningi bekhalala besithi, umnyaka lo wawuhlupha, ngempela wawuhlupha, wawunzima umnyaka ka 2020. Ikakhulukazi abosomabhizimusi, wena ungusomabhizimusi, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo, umnyaka ka 2020 uhambe njani?
Umnyaka ka 2020 ubunzima. Izinto bezingahambi ngendlela esasifuna sihambe ngazo. Yabona, le pandemic le COVID-19 yenze ukuthi ama-businesses ethu abangazathi ayihlangaphansi, ukuthengiselana bekungahambi ngendlela esasifuna ukuhambe ngalo. And singaphonga ukuthi 2020 ubungumnyaka onzima.
Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 yalo uhlelo lwe-lockdown luphazamise njani indlela ophatha ngayo i-business yakho?
Sibona ukuthi ukuthengiselana lokuthengisa kwethu bekungayisiko esasikufuna. Ngamanye amalanga sibe lokuthengisa zero sales.
Baphili ngathi imbo batha inyaya ine-rimi rama ineshona lento batapetele urukrebi. Gorera 2020, tinonza wechidi kwa zinjo, anga chema, zinjo asina ufamba moshi. Especially, wa noita zuma business minyeka. 2 days ago, the Gorilla 2020 from what I say, sa mushina buzimusu, arumunu wechbik.
Gorilla 2020 Gorilla ngaraka uma, zikurusa. I Gorilla ngaraka siyana ni mangu makure, time bingi chaka wona kumakura adarik. I Gorilla ka, dona waka wanda. Zvireva kuti igore rakada kuti munhu uve neunyanzvi uve nekuzvisiyanisa nemamwe mabhizimusi nekuti kuvharirwa kwakaita vanhu kwakaita kuti kutengeserana kuve kwakaoma zvikurusa nekuti isu mabhizimusi edu ndeyekushanda nevanhu kana vanhu vasipo bhizimusi racho haritoripo saka igore raida kuti uve neunyanzvi mukushanda kwako.
Matitsanangurira matambudziko amama katarisana nawo mugore ra 2020. Zvii zvamungada muchioneka zvichiitika munyika mugore ra 2021 zvino zvichange zvichikubatsirai imi savana muzvina bhizimusi vechidiki.
Tingafara zvikuru tikaratidzwa rubetsero kana tikawana ruyamuro kubva kuhurumende yedu yeZimbabwe. Tirikuona kune dzimwe nyika vakanga vachipiwa ma-stimulus packages kuti ma-business tirikuona kuti ma-struggler mugore ra 2020 tirikuona kuti manga muchishungurudzika nokuda kwechirongwa che-lockdown tangaka takakuvharira ivanhu kuti musatengese saka tave kukupai rubatsiro. I'm sure zvinenge chinenge chiri chinhu chakanakisa zvikuru.
Hayi zulu kandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uBlessing Phiri osakhulayo nguye phela owaqala inkampani yeDon Monteiro, Don Monteiro sells amasutu isichathulo ngezinto ezitshiyeneyo. Check them out on social media. Umsakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle Don Monteiro on Instagram, Don Monteiro on Twitter and Don Monteiro ku Facebook. Chirongwa dze connection mwineni Mike Hove muri eZimbabwe namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sikhangela phela uhlelo lwe lockdown over the weekend simzwile phela uVice President njalo umphathi ntambo okhangela indaba ezimayelana ngempila kahle Honorable Constantino Chiwenga esithi ilizwe selivaliwe ngqi. Close lockdown, amabhodi asevaliwe, wonke umuntu engenayo elizweni sokumele angene ngendizimachina. Everyone who enters the country now has to enter via flight. So those were the sentiments echoed by Blessing Phiri, where he was highlighting how the level 4 lockdown is impacting his business. Muri eZimbabwe umsakazo omuhle, as usual, we like to hear your callers' inputs. So let's head over to some of the callers to hear what they had to say about the year 2020 and, of course, their thoughts on the new year and what's happening in Zimbabwe.
Akadi makadi makadi muri eZimbabwe makadi ndinokwazisa vashamarari vose ndichiti aiwa makadi iko ini ndinosimba chaizvo ndiri kuno kuPretoria ndini pianos Manunure ndoda kukwazisa mhuri yekwamanunure yose ndichiti happy happy new year vanhu vamwari tinotenda mwari watipinza mugore idzva. Nokwadzisawo zvekare sekuru vangu vamazvimba kubhikita uko nemudzimai wangu mailavhu nanambuya alavhu nevanin'ina vangu vose nevose vanondiziva ndichiti happy happy new year.
Lenjani vantu vestudio 7 avahle, ivizo lami ngurevolution Mbala, ngikhuluma ngiseBotswana. Lidle njani i-new year ngapho? Ngapha sidlile kodwa hayi bekunzima mani i-corona le isenzele nginkinga. Singazi ukuthi ekhaya bayidle njani kithi khona ngale bhinga. Kodwa hayi kuzalunga, uNkulunkulu khona. Siyayikhulekela ukuthi i-corona le iphele. Mbingelele ubaba, lo mama, labana bami nje nomntanami abasekhaya khona ngale bhinga esigabeni seNgorongoro.
Abalaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7 babingelela izihlobo labangani. You can also do the same with Zimbabwe +12024650318 WhatsApp and your number yokuthumira kamhla othumira maonro enyu. But now to also uncover or unearth what is happening in Zimbabwe with regards to the lockdown. Over the past year, Zimbabwe's been in lockdown since March 2020. Up until now, recently, it has now gone to level 4 again. Muriya Zimbabwe, I decided, you know what, let us try unearth some of these stories that are coming out of the country. Now, one of the things that has been triggered is indaba yendlala. Hunger has become a big thing in Zimbabwe throughout the lockdown process. As mentioned by Utibiti, as mentioned by Blessing Piri and other people, abantu abasakhulayo eningi labo, a lot of the young people work within the informal sector. Now, what this means is with these lockdown procedures coming in, a lot of people that work within the informal sector are at a disadvantage because they don't have the ability to work as normal. Now, let's hear some of the stories that are coming from the ground. We reached out to Vangombuya. Another old lady who lives with her grandchildren, who talks about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected her. Let's hear more.
Sazara tajika hili, taka libika nesuru maneru. Upuwaka vwa pera, mafutaka vwa pera. Soti, shese shaka vwa pera, pasi sina. Taka batango jika kadika diki tika siya, kutiti kusukwansa kujika nasi. Ndurura tada hii kujisa hili. Kutiti jika, changori jika rakasangara ni mazi, jirisina kana nyama. Nyama taka pesi rabu hii jika kari kari. Amelo tinasino jiri, atina kana chekubata nasi. Shakandu omira, nisondi charara masimu penyu wangu. Suku kwani saku jika kama chete pasuna. Muri yangu aisiku kutano kujika kama chete kwa hiru kuita. Dai, ndugu shuviro udai urumende edu. Ya kwani saku kutipuwa chikafu. Wana wakwani saku kujika suwa chikuta. Upenyu, watukura na maia shunu waka uma. Andisi yote ndo tangira papi. Ndusa ngandaka tuma ana kutahendo utengisa mafrisis. Kutakwa yani mari. Tugu wana kurarama. Tisafini nzara. Kukwansu kutenga mriwo kutiba wana ukujika wachikuta
chinguwa mumba msina ufu tisina utengesa mushi mafrisiti mama vanongoti tore mafrisiti ni mfura timwe toba tarara vashita utumangwana pangu itinga chingesuo shakanaka
Mure Zimbabwe leamuza pela ukoko ya skulumela ngempela. The challenges that they're facing under the COVID-19 lockdown liyezwaje ukoko esithi hayi bona ngokwabo at times they have to survive ebenatha ama freezes lawa that they would be selling generally but now njengoba sesiphansi kohlelo le lockdown ku level 4 la uana lo osakhulayo that is usually sent by ukoko ukuthi aphume eyothengisa ama freezes akasayenelisi ukuphuma eyothengisa ama freezes. But luckily, there's some good people, young people that are taking it upon themselves to help during, especially under the COVID-19 lockdown. One of the people that was spoken to throughout the whole year of last year, she's been at it adamantly, is Samantha Mrozoki, who founded Kuchengeta Trust, who is feeding people like Upokolo in the Chitungwiza area. Now, Samantha is currently there, and she's fed thousands and thousands and thousands of people and is still adamant and is still at it. Let's hear more from Usamantha about her program and what's been happening. And then, of course, as we come back, I'll let you know more. If you're looking to find Usamantha, how can you do so? But first up, let's hear Usamantha.
We have people scheduled. We give them times to come through to the kitchen. And this has worked marvelously well because they're so used to it. It's been months we've been doing this. So they come at a specific time. Our turnaround time to serve people is quite on point. We don't spend more than 30 seconds with a person. In fact, I think in 30 seconds we serve about 3 people. So our turnaround time is quite high and we have systems in place and people are really, really being troopers out there because they're not giving us problems. They follow the time schedule. They listen to the volunteers when they tell them to space each other. They wash their hands. We're trying to follow all the stipulations that have been encouraged by all the health facilities and all the professionals, rather. We now have individuals that will come and pledge, say, water for the next month. So we know we're covered for the whole month. So we just take a bucket or two, and we also have a sanitizing point as well. Mm-hmm. So we're still okay on that when it comes to water. A couple of months ago, I realized that we had a slump in the amount of donations that were coming through to us. So I decided that let us look for projects that would include the recipients and also benefit them at the same time. So we raise these chickens and we sell them off. We get an income out of it so that we are able to buy, say, firewood or any ingredient that will be missing on that particular day or week. And at the same time, we realized a huge number of volunteers telling us that they could no longer continue with us because there was no incentive. Right. So I felt that the project in itself would then fund the incentivizing of the volunteers. So we sell them off, we get a small income out of it, and we thank them, say on a weekly basis, so that they continue coming through because they could be elsewhere making more money, but they've chosen to spend time helping out the masses. So that was the main reason why I felt we needed to be self-sufficient and having some kind of income and not really rely on donations, because that beautiful period of donations has just has come and gone.
Well, Mulia Zimbabwe, you just heard there from a young Samantha Morozoki. She is the founder of Kuchengeta Trust, a trust that is currently helping thousands and thousands and thousands of Zimbabweans on a daily basis. So Muriel Zimbabwe, if you're looking to partake in the program, be it if you need assistance or if you're looking to help with Samantha, because as she mentioned, this is a large, large thing for someone to handle. If you're looking to help out, be it with food, water, or whatever you can help with Muriel Zimbabwe, reach out to Samantha Morozoki. She is available on Twitter, Mukango Changa Mukati Kuchengeta Trust. On Twitter, you'll be able to find out more information and you'll be able to communicate with Samantha Morozoki. Mure Zimbabwe, 5 minutes left. Pano pachirongwa chiluchewe chidiki Mure Zimbabwe uhlelo The Connection. As mentioned earlier on, as we wrap up today's conversation, we're going to be profiling young Zimbabweans that did well in 2020. I'm trying to make this a habit. Uthisiqede phela uhlelo lwethu on a positive note. This week, we profile Umlu J. Umlu J is a young musician based in South Africa. He's a Zimbabwean musician based in South Africa who ended the year on a high note with over 70,000 streams on Spotify, and he was the winner of the Best Diaspora Award at the Zim Hip Hop Awards last year. Let's hear more from Umlu J so that we hear more. How has Umlu coped under the COVID-19 pandemic? How was it like winning this award? And of course, he drops a couple of gems for the youth, for the young things. Let's hear more from Umlu J.
It was an experience that I will always appreciate, you know. And it was my third nomination at the Zim Hip Hop Awards, nominated for the same category, and I never won it. So this time, me winning it, it really meant a lot to me, you know, because I have been working hard, and it's not like I'm complaining or what. I have been working hard. I felt like I deserved it. Yeah. So it's really, really, really great, man.
Let's talk about the reason why you won it, of course, the music itself. There's another song of yours that I actually like, the one that you did with Kelvin.
Yeah, Tula.
Tula, right. That was a very relevant song because I actually had that song on loop when Kelvin passed away. May his soul rest in peace. But tell us more about Tula itself. I want to recap a little more about that. What was that song, creating that song like with Kelvin for you?
I sent him a couple of beats. He said, no, we're not going to work. He said, no, we're not working. Send me another beat. I'm telling you, send me another beat. I sent him that one. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, that's the one. It's a hit. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Before he even recorded it and sent me the vocals, he just said, it's a hit, this one. And then he came up with the concept of the hook and all that. The whole concept of the song is the one we came up with.
Such a relevant song when he passed away. I know you guys were kind of close. But what was that like for you, man? My condolences.
Hey, man. It was really, really painful. You know, when I heard it, I first didn't believe it.
Yeah, may his soul rest in peace.
He did a lot for the game. He did a lot for the game. I so wish he was appreciated more, because everyone now knows that Khan did a lot for the game. I so wish people appreciated him when he was still alive, you know.
Which leads me to my discussion on Safe. So that was one of the placards that they were holding up, R.I.P. Tell. Tell me about that song, Safe. It seems very, very deep. It seems very personal. Besides the part about Cal, you were talking about other serious issues that are happening on the continent, stop xenophobia, Black Lives Matter, and so forth. Tell me a lot about that, more about that song.
The song basically, it's speaking about all the things that were happening. When we recorded the song, a lot of things were happening. A lot of things were happening. People were getting killed. Some were getting beaten for no reason. And there were hashtags that were trending a lot. So when I checked through those, I asked myself, are we safe? Like, for real, are we safe? We in a country where people don't want us to be. We know hashtags about other people saying Zimbabweans must go, Zimbabweans this, or these other Nigerians guy must do this, this and that. And then I asked myself, with us as black people, we say we are one, but are we safe against each other? Are we really safe?
I know that 2020 was a very tough year for a lot of artists. You guys couldn't perform. You guys couldn't make your money. How have you adapted to that? Is it just recording, studio time? How's Lujay making his money now?
We were making money through internet, mm-hmm. me and the team. Something, it's not a lot of money, but it was something that I can, you know, like sit down with the fam and have a meal, you know. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we dropped songs. It doesn't matter whether it's my song. We drop songs, and we don't drop them for free. We drop songs. If you check now on Spotify, I ended up on a high note too on Spotify. I had like 70k streams in more than 80 something countries in all that. The hours were up there. So is my other team members. You understand? All of us will also hit high streams on Spotify and other digital platforms. That is where we did get our small chunk of us. But then we just need to keep on putting in work and getting gigs.
But the people are curious to find out where they can find more of the music we've been talking about, and of course how they can reach out to Lujay. Could you plug them with that, man? How can people reach out to you on social media, and where can they find your music?
Yeah, man, they can check me out on all digital stores. I'm there. You just search Lujay. All my music will pop up there on YouTube. My music is there. You just search Lujay. Lujay. Just search Lujay. Google search Lujay. Everything will pull up there.
Well, Mudia Zimbabwe, you just heard that from Lujay, the winner of the Best Diaspora Award at the 2020 Zim Hip Hop Awards. Shout out to Lujay for joining us. Mudia Zimbabwe, check him out on social media at Lujay. We have come to an end of our program, our first program of 2021. Just a recap of the COVID-19 fingers as we wrap up. As we speak, in Zimbabwe, there's currently 15,829 confirmed COVID cases, 11,716 recoveries, and 384 deaths. Tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi muri Zimbabwe chinopuruka chinomara. Let's meet same time, same place. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Once again. It was great being with you all for the first program of 2021. Let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!